I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Afghanistan's insurgents pose a major security threat, and yet at the same time, there's the promise of rebuilding and growth. Terry Ascott says that's particularly true for Sat-7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region. The only thing holding them back now is funds. He says last year was hard because of the global recession. As a result,
some programs have had to be curtailed. Some facilities are under-equipped and need updating.
Why the urgency?
People are facing drastic social change, political change, are more open to the gospel than those who are in a status quo situation.
Next, washing hands does more than fight germs. It saves lives in rural India. Over 20% of the transmittable diseases in this country are related to unsafe drinking water. And that's why India Partners started a 3-day training course in Andhra Pradesh. Pray that the villagers would understand the training and start making those changes. Elsewhere in India, women fight the tide in nearly every stage of life. MNN's Katie Harth takes a closer look.
A girl's lifelong struggle begins at birth. Dr. Suresh, a medical missionary supported by Gospel for Asia, remembers when he was asked to care for a sick baby.
To me, it would die in the next few moments. The little baby was like skin and bones.
Though the baby's family was given money and a ride to the hospital, they refused to go.
They don't care if this child died because it's a girl. That will probably stay with me, because that's the plight of a girl in India.
Ask God to protect and provide for the little girls he creates. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. What if we miss God's word to us? Open Doors USA is offering the book Operation Nineveh, 39 Days with Jonah by Brother Andrew and Al Jansen. Are we willing to go wherever he sends us in obedience? Well, to find out, get your free copy when you call us at 1-800-995-4828. I'm Ruth Kramer.